The 23rd of November 2019 was a day that stood out quite firmly in regards to my 15-year-old self understanding the realm of activism and politics. But when we were asked to think of some activists off the top of our head, my mind immediately went to Paul Hewson, aka Bono, the lead singer of U2. On the 23rd of November 2019, I went and saw U2 with my mum. She had told me prior that most of their songs were surrounding politics, but I later learned that they weren't exactly into the whole concept of politics, but more so into the politics of people. They began their opening song Sunday Bloody Sunday at about 7 p.m, and the entire stadium began singing in unison. The song holds a very broad message of protest, but it was not used to bring activism in regards to the Northern Ireland Sunday Bloody Sunday incident, as most people like to believe, but more so to show the standpoint of someone horrified by the cycle of violence in that province. He uses a passive-aggressive approach by using verses like, how long must we sing this song, which signifies his anger towards the authorities' initial response to the situation. The song gained a lot of commercial success and is one of U2's most successful songs. Liam Mackey from the Irish magazine Hot Press wrote that Sunday Bloody Sunday takes this widescreen view, a powerful riff and machine gun drumming crisscross by a skipping violin. Dennis Sullivan commented for AllMusic that Mullen's opening drum work helps set the tone for the unforgiving, take no prisoners feel for the song. In 2010, the Rolling Stone ranked Sunday Bloody Sunday 272nd on the list of the 500 greatest hits of all time. In 2006, Q Magazine named it the 18th greatest song of the 1980s, and the New Statesman named Sunday Bloody Sunday as one of the top 20 political and protest songs. The song wasn't exactly hated, nor did it cause any major negative impacts, but there was a circumstance in New York. U2's manager Paul McGinnis had made arrangements for the band to appear in the 1982 St. Patrick's Day parade. However, he later discovered that there was a possibility that Bobby Sands, an IRA hunger striker who had starved to death the previous year, would be the parade's honorary marshal. McGinnis and Bono mutually agreed to withdraw from the parade as they felt that the IRA would continue the fighting in Northern Ireland. McGinnis met with one of the parade's organisers in a New York bar to cancel U2's performance, but ended up in an ardent debate about the IRA. McGinnis later recalled, "He kept telling me to keep my voice down. The place was full of New York policemen, Irish cops, and he thought I was going to get us killed." The United Nations has just issued a report showing that the new HIV infections have fallen by 35%. AIDS-related death by 41%, and millions more people than expected are getting life-saving medication. Bono relates the news as if he is an infectious disease expert, not a rock star. As it happens, he's both. Some positive impacts are Bono's involvement in the One in Red campaign. Today, One has more than 3 million members who pressure politicians around the world to improve policies to empower the poorest. Thanks to these efforts, along with those partners and grassroots leaders in Africa, these policies have raised $600 million for AIDS treatment and helped save tens of millions of lives. Bono's work has not gone unnoticed, as he has received Timex's Magazine's Person of the Year and an honorary British knighthood for his work in activism. But with the good comes the bad. In 2018, Bono's One charity came under fire for abuse and bullying allegations. It was also revealed that the charity had also failed to pay taxes. As you could imagine, these allegations put a massive dent in the charity's reputation and caused a lot of controversy over the globe. Bono was not initially aware of these claims and said he was deeply sorry and admitted that things had gone badly wrong. He said he was left reeling and furious about the allegations and met with the victims in person to apologise. But in spite of this, Bono has managed to bring One back to its roots, and to this day the charity is thriving and continuing to make a difference. Bono may be part of one of the most successful rock bands in history and be the proud owner of 22 Grammy Awards, but he still remains humble and continues to fight for the rights of freedom through global activism and songwriting. Bono to this very day is continuing to fight for extreme poverty, positive environmental change, and a treatment for AIDS. As the concert was ending and the lights were going dim, Bono said the quote, "As a rock star, I have two instincts. I want to have fun and I want to change the world. I have a chance to do both."